This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. government bonds are popular as a safe haven given the virus. The benchmark 10-year yield in the U.S. dropped down below 0.4% this morning, a new low. Now, some of that money is fleeing poor emerging market countries with their own challenges given the global realignment happening in the face of the disease. Ian Bremmer is founder of the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. Thanks for connecting here.
Good to be with you, David.
This is a special challenge in parts of the world that are not as industrialized.
Of course, especially because the backdrop is challenging. The global economy was already softening. A lot of big investors, they weren't looking to put more cash in emerging markets. And now those countries look scarier. So whether it is Modi in India or Bolsonaro in Brazil, the challenges in the next 6 to 12 months, especially if this coronavirus plays out in their own countries with outbreaks, you know, never mind the problems of supply chain and global slowdown, they're the ones that are going to get hurt the most.
All right. This is a healthcare emergency. There are no benefits to pestilence, but there are global shifts going on. Do you think a country like, I'm thinking Mexico, might pick up some business as supply chains to Asia are called into question?
Absolutely, David. One thing that you are going to see is a tipping point towards deglobalization and regionalization. Suddenly, companies are finding that having awful lots of labor in China, the factory of the world, makes them really vulnerable to disruption. So I think a lot of the supply chain and manufactured goods and services that had been in comparatively cheap labor in China is going to shift. And definitely Mexico will be a major beneficiary of that.
Do you see any historical precedents to help us understand how to parse this coronavirus challenge?
I guess what I would say is we've had all sorts of major global crises that caused big discontinuities. We had most recently 2008 and before that 9/11. The big difference now are that the politics are so much less coordinated and resilient. We just don't have the willingness to rally around our president in the United States, and we just don't have the willingness of the G7 leaders or with, say, some of our antagonists to put their differences aside and say we have to have coordinated leadership. The silver lining is there's a lot more wealth, there's a lot more science, and we have seen that doctors and pharma companies and others around the world have worked much more capably at trying to identify and respond to the coronavirus than anything we've seen in humanity's history.
All right. That is Ian Bremmer at the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. Thank you.